Hello and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. And we're going to start off this week with some questions. Two are from Drew from Comics for Fun and Profit. I just heard he's leaving the Weekly Comic Spotlight, which with him and John Mayo. But I think he'll stay with his Comics for Fun and Profit, hopefully, and we'll still get to hear him. So Drew asks a couple of questions. He says this one is this one makes no logical sense. My answer is not going to make any logical sense, but it is what it is. And he said, my wife would love this question too, but he says, if you stop buying comics tomorrow, how long would it take you to read all the comics you own? So that's the first part of the question. It's not possible in my lifetime to read all the comic books I own. So let's say I own 70,000. I probably have unread 20,000 of those 70,000. And then there's all the collected editions that I have, which I haven't read. And I'd say over the course of the last 5 years, I've gotten a lot into collected editions. So not in my lifetime unless I retired today. If I retired today and I lived until I was 90, then I probably could read everything that I own, and podcast and do whatever else I'm doing. Man, that's a lot of comics. So that's the answer to your current site. So I have the library mentality, which is buy everything and read when I want to read. So I don't know who anybody else who has the library mentality that I do. There's people that have their to read piles that are huge, but I don't think there's anybody that has a to read pile bigger than me, unless they're a collector and they don't read anyway. But I read quite a bit of comic books. I don't keep caught up as much because I work so damn much, but if I worked a 40-hour a week, I'm sure I could start narrowing down on what comic books I'm reading or what I have left to read. The other side is on the flip side, if you never stop buying comics, how the hell are you ever going to read all the comics you own? It's not possible. So I already know that, and I got no problem with it. If you're a collector and a reader, you don't care. You collect it because you want all these full runs and you want to collect it. But you'd like to read everything. I would love to read every comic book that's ever published, but that ain't gonna happen. Maybe if there's life after death, I can. The other question. I would love to hear how you. It's also from Drew. I would love to hear how you finished runs and how close you are to some of your near completed big comic book runs. This would take like a whole episode just to talk about a handful, but let's just take let, let let's take a few examples. Let's go to Daredevil, because I'm almost done with every single volume of this. Which is, Daredevil's got 5 volumes. If we go, I own everything that's current, and then the old series, let's see what I'm missing. So we're in Comic Base. I'm missing issue 17. And this has a Spider-Man signal on the cover. And that's the earliest issue I'm missing. The next one I'm missing for Daredevil is issue 28. So that's two. Keep moving. Have everything, have everything. Oh, I just acquired, thanks to Rob Krieger, he sold me a copy of one of the issues I was missing, which is the first Bullseye, for a really good deal. So that helped me get closer. So we're only missing two issues so far. And I thought I had everything, but what happened is, I'll tell you what happened once I find the next issue I'm missing. It's like way up there. So I'm in Comic Base right now. Is 371, which is by Joe Kelly and Ariel Olivetti. And I think that's the last issue. Oh, I'm missing 380, which is the final issue of Daredevil. So that's four issues of regular issues, and then if I go into the annuals, I am missing annual number two and annual number three. And annual 1997. So I think that takes me to seven issues I'm missing. So that's for one title, and that's for everything. Let's go to Flash. So I own all the volumes of Flash except for the first series. And let's just go where I have a continuous set. So I have everything of Flash from 164 all the way to the end. I'm missing 162, 159, 154, 147, 146, 139, 138, 136, 135, 130 through 132, 126 through 128, number 124, and now that we're getting towards the end, 118 through 121, 115 to 116, and then 105 to 116. So I'm missing about, I don't know, about 30 or 25 comics, and then I have all of Flash. We'll just go to Green Arrow, a Green Lantern, and not Volume 1 because that's the Golden Age. Green Lantern, I'm missing 1 through 6, 8 through 13, number 21, 24, 33, 34, 61, 71, 75, 78, 81, and that's it. And then I have every single Green Lantern. And I had the opportunity to buy 1 through 3, and I don't have too many regrets. But when I was at like the 50% off discount, and my comic shop guy got the books, he had 1 through 3, and I remember he sold it to the, I missed him by like 3 days, but I had an opportunity to get him. There's only a few books that I regret. I could have bought the Green Lantern 1 through 3, and it would have been expensive, but it wouldn't have been expensive if I got all three at once compared to what they were worth. So it would have been in my interest to get them. The other issue I re regret, but I didn't have an opportunity to get this because it came in and it sold the before I even knew it was there, and that was the first Wolverine. I would have bought that in a heartbeat. It came in around the same time he got Giant Size X-Men, and I did take advantage of that. So the ones that I regret not buying are the early Green Lanterns, and the first Wolverine. I w really wish I had the opportunity to take advantage of that situation. So you get an idea, and same thing goes with Superman, is I pretty much have all the DCs from 1973 on, and then if you go beyond that, I'm missing stuff before that. Unless it's like War, Vertigo. I don't have all the Vertigo stuff, and the horror books like Ghosts, House of Mystery, House of Secrets. Missing some of those. I'm missing a lot of romance books since 1973, and I have a lot beyond. Like if you go to Batman, I have Batman number 4. I have like 17 and 19, so I have some really early Batmans from Volume 1. Sorry, but maybe I can spotlight some other series. It's my resolution this year to finish Daredevil, so I'm pretty sure I'm gonna buy those 7 issues. And I'm also shooting for the first Punisher. At least I'm thinking heavily about it. So I'm looking for that Amazing Spider-Man. What is that, 128? I can't remember. I'm going to the database to look. I think it's like one something. 129. 129. I was close. I said 128. I do have the first appearance of the Spider-Mobile, which is 130, and but I do have the first appearance of Man-Wolf, which is 124, and the first appearance of Gibbon, which is 110. I have 101, number 91. 62 is my earliest issue, I think, of Spider-Man, and that's really because Medusa was on it, and I'm an Inhumans freak. I love that cover. It's like one of those hard ones to get in good condition, or looks great because it's white. It's a white, pitch white background. The other one I'd like to complete that I started a long time ago and I just never got back to was Submariner, the very first volume. I'd like to finish that one. But I have a lot of, like, anything that's current, I have. But the next question is from Rob. Since you are a mood reader and often aren't in a rush to read the new releases, have you ever considered switching to monthly shipping from DCBS? I used to be monthly. And then the goddamn boxes turned out to be too heavy. So if you figure each box that I get weekly is about 45 pounds, then if I got a monthly shipment, it would be almost 200 pounds. I ain't gonna lift 200 pounds. I have pictures of a box that was when I was getting a, bi-weekly. And it gets heavy, and I'm getting older, and I can't lift as much. Like, I've already converted to short boxes so I can lift short boxes instead of long boxes. I can barely lift the 1,000 halfbacks that I get, which is like, it's really heavy. It's a heavy box. The bag, the Mylars aren't too bad, so they come in two boxes. It's one bag of the halfbacks, which is a pretty big box, and then it comes with the Mylars in another box. And my wife uses a dolly for her when she brings it in. What I do is I kind of slide it into the doorway. It's so heavy, so I don't want to. For one thing, I don't want to kill the delivery guys at FedEx. And then I don't want to kill myself, more importantly. So that's why I get weekly shipping, because it's something I can lift. If 45 pounds I can lift. It gets beyond that. I'm not what I used to be as far as lifting. And then I don't bend right and I hurt my back and I'm getting old and I don't stretch before I lift. And when you get older, you need to move, and I don't want to lift more. I want to lift less as I get older. I've already had two hernias. I've had, when I was a little kid, I had the groin hernia. And then when I was an adult, I got an umbilical hernia. And hernias run in my family because it's like a weak supporting wall that you get in certain areas, and then your insides just poke out. And the danger is you could die, because if you get a critical piece of something like an intestine or something pinching through the little hole, you could damage yourself. So no more hernias by lifting more, and I don't want to give the delivery guy's hernias, so I hope that answers your question. A matter of fact, my co-host Bill Bomer answered it for me, and then my wife also supported that. It's like, what do you want to kill the delivery guys? So Ross says, Harley sees all these great comics coming into the house, and she's asking, what about May? What's Harley's pooch pull list? New or old runs featuring super pets? Believe it or not, Harley sometimes will read comics with me for about, she has an attention span of about 2 minutes. And sometimes she's looking at the comics. But she has more of an attention span if there's doggies on TV. So she'd rather not read. She'd rather watch. She's like all the kids today, right? All the kids today rather not read. They rather watch things on YouTube or, yeah, she's all digital. She's like, why would I pay $4 for a comic book when I can watch 2 hours of doggies on TV? It's more affordable for her. But she also does get a BarkBox, and each month it comes with like three treats. It'll come like with some kind of like bone or earlobe. What do you call those? Pig ears? Tracheas. She likes the tracheas a lot. And then it'll come with like two bags of treats and then two stuffed toys. So she's got like two stuffed toys coming in, and she hasn't thrown many of her toys away. And her favorite toys this are two balls that we bought at Target that are like crushed. They don't even look like balls. They look like little Pac-Man, and they've been smashed. She does have a Joker and a Green Lantern and a Superman and a Batman doll. I think we used to take Batman with her to the hotel, the pet hotel for her, but I haven't seen Batman in a while. So I hope that answers your questions. And then just to talk about some recent purchases from mycomicshop.com is I went on a tear and got a bunch of Arok Son of Thunders, which is a DC title that I didn't own. It came around the same time as Orion, Lord of Atlantis, and I've been trying to complete that run too, which is around the time of Camelot 3000. I bought the 4-issue miniseries Batman Gordon of Gotham. I bought a few issues of Batman Family. I completed my Atari Force run. I needed like 3 issues. I bought a random issue of Thor, which was 405, just so I had a bunch of sequential Thors in a row. That was like to make sure I had a run with no white in there. In other words, they're all color blue, meaning I have them. I bought some more Spectacular Spider-Man around the Clone Saga, because I've been reading that in omnibus format, and I wanted to have the individual issues because I'm enjoying the Clone Saga a lot. I had bought some Daredevil issues I was missing that got me to where I am, which we just discussed. I completed my Judge Dredd from Eagle Comics from 1983. I was missing a few there. And then bought a good portion of the quality run of Judge Dredd, which is the second volume that completed from that continued from Eagle. And I'm almost complete with that. I finished Nemesis, which is also a 2001 character. I completed finally, I thought I had completed this last time, but I completed Punisher War Zone. I bought a random issue of Death Sentence that I was missing, number 3. I bought Batman Gordon's Law 1 through 4. I bought Nightwing and Huntress miniseries that I was missing. I missed a lot of miniseries. We completed that whole miniseries, that along with the Gordon's Law stuff. And I think that's about it. A few Bat families. Almost complete with Bat family. I think I need about four more issues of, well, maybe five of issues of Bat family. And I think, like I said, there was quite a few Daredevils I bought to get close. And I think that's just about it. So a lot of focus on Daredevil to get me closer. I completed two Atari Force and a few minis, Death Sentence, and working on Spider-Man, which I have a lot. I always dropped out of Marvel. There was phases, and I would just go completely out of Marvel. And so I have big gaps, but not lately. So that's some recent purchases, and I'll be right back with Mike M's Weekly Reads. Bye bye. Hello, and we're back with Mike M's. And one quick question before we jump into the books. So on the Twitter machines, I got one question. From da, 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 Kirk Spencer, who's a big DC War fan. Well, I guess War comics in general, just like Ross. And he asks, Millie Marie boots, that's Mademoiselle Marie, boots or ballet slippers? I prefer the boots, just because it makes more sense. When she's fighting. But I know what you're talking about when she was wearing the flats. I didn't think they were ballet slippers, but I always thought of them as flats. But I think she's more effective in boots. And she's had an interesting continuity. Like I know her from GI Combat and some of the stories in there as a heroine for the resistance for against the Nazis. I also know her because she appeared in post-crisis or pre-crisis as Alfred Pennyworth's. I guess Alfred had some sex, and they created a daughter, and he was with Mademoiselle Marie. And they've kind of played with that because they have Penny too, a daughter, and they've kind of played that as Alfred's daughter who came from Mademoiselle Marie. And they've also had another origin. They tend to do a lot of retcons with characters that aren't well known because they won't cause a big stir. But she had a different one in Checkmate, if you read the Greg Rucka Checkmate. So, I just wanted to point that out. I got one last minute request question here. This is from Ronnie Barron of All the Nerdy Legion podcasts. And he said, I love listening you to talk to you about collecting. So my question would be this, and maybe you've answered it before, but if you could have one series come back, what would it be and why? I would pick Sergeant Rock. I just think it would fill a gap of something that's not already covered. You know, there's a lot of superhero books out there, and to get a World War II book I think, and of all the ones that I'd want to read, like I enjoy GI Combat, Haunted Tank, Unknown Soldier, Creature Commandos, The Losers, all that stuff. But what I'd really like to see a Sergeant Rock and Easy Company. Haven't seen them in a long time. I remember them DC Legacies. There was a Sergeant Rock Tom King story, one of those 8 pagers, or maybe it was 10 pages. But I really wish that we could see like an ongoing would be preferable, but I'd settle for a mini. Matter of fact, I'd like a 5th week event that they usually do, but focusing on their World War II characters, I think it'd be a good thing. Plus, it'll get their characters. Like, I don't know about copyright laws, but you usually want to put your titles out there so somebody can't steal your copyright. So I think it's time to put some Sergeant Rock and GI Combat out there just to keep them in people's minds. And you could even throw in an Elseworlds with Sergeant Rock and have Batman in there. Or like, what if Bruce Wayne was in World War II? It could be interesting. So good question, Ronnie. And then let's jump into the books. So this is for April 17th of 2017 to April 23rd of 2017. And again, 5, I love it. 4, I really like it. 3, I like it. 2, did not like it. And 1, hated it. There was only 1 3. The total this week were 28 books, 1 Vault, 8 Valiant, 7 Marvel, 3 Image, 8 DC, 1 Aftershock. Pretty good distribution. Animosity number 5 was a 3 out of 5. This one started off a lot higher than it was, and as it goes on, it gets lower and lower for me. But this is the girl has her period, and Sandor has to go look for products for her. I guess I don't even remember that. They lose one of their group, and Sandor goes to find. Sandor is the dog, and I like the dog a lot. We have the 4 out of 5s now. We have Green Lanterns number 21. This is Dr. Polaris brings down the JLA satellite to Earth, but the GL save it. Baz tries to use Emerald Sight. That's like the power that he has to save Polaris. But brother dies, and Polaris blames. This is Dr. Polaris's brother that dies, and he blames the lanterns for that. Stuart sucks them away into space for a meeting involuntarily. So that's John Stewart. We have Aquaman 21. Mara and Aquaman discover a link to an alien race. It uses dead water as a defense mechanism. The Aquamarines have a nuke, and the Scavenger activates it. You know, Scavenger is an Aquaman villain. Close to the portal, another woman turns into dead water because fear causes it. We have Batman number 21. This is the button, and the psycho pirate mask caused Zoom to be back, and Batman gets his ass handled to him while waiting for Flash. But I don't know what I mean by that, but fries him. I don't remember why I said that. I remember in this one, Batman got a batarang and timed it just right and shoved it into Reverse Flash's foot. I liked it. Hey, that's the Batman, and it's a 4 out of 5, so that's pretty good. I think this one was written by somebody else. That's why I liked it. I don't know. Superman number 21. Mr. Cobb, creepiness continues with Dark Milk, and the art was a little off. But you could tell from various episodes of Mike M's that this Mr. Cobb stuff went on for a long time. We have Supergirl number 8. Superman and Supergirl explore after Reborn, learning their past and enjoying their future. And it has Emerald Empress. Yep, Emerald Empress from the Legion of Superheroes. We then jump to 4001 Bloodshot. This is the last mission for Rey. A lot of people like this a lot more than I did. I still gave it a 4 out of 5, but it was my least favorite. So we have Azrael number 57. Azrael confronts Nicholas Scratch. This is during the No Man's Land. It was an issue I was missing for some reason, and I bought it and I read it. He confronts Nicholas Scratch for the last time, sets up a plan with Batgirl. They trick Scratch into putting on his costume, and Nick is defeated. So they defeat Nicholas Scratch. And I thought he was an interesting villain. Some people complain about the Azrael run. I liked it. Green Arrow number 21. Green Arrow back in Seattle is a villain at Queen Industries, unites Eddie Fries. This Eddie Fries is a dick. Brick, Cheshire, and other to take down Green Arrow. So you can see you got Eddie Fries, who a villain, Brick, who's a major Green Arrow villain, and Cheshire, who's the mother of Roy's daughter. I don't even know if that happened in this continuity, but in the previous continuity, that was the case. We have, I sometimes get continuities confused. We have Action Comics 977. Lois and Clark are back at the Daily Planet getting used to their new lives. Superman suspects something is strange and goes to the Fortress of Solitude to relearn his past. This kind of plays into current activities. Meanwhile, a mysterious entity is gathering up villains. We have Heathen number 3. This is the Viking Girl storyline from Vault. Our heroine is with the Valkyrie and that captured her and offers her paradise, tells her a story of the Valkyrie she rescued and the man she loves. She goes down to Earth. We have Spawn 264 through 266. This was Eric Larson telling a Spawn story with McFarlane drawing, I believe. Or no, it's Eric Larson taking over everything, but it was co-written by, I think, Todd McFarlane. So this had Spawn and Ant and Savage Dragon go after the villain who is giving villains powers, and it's continued in Savage Dragon. Really good arc. I mean, that really got me excited to read Spawn again. This arc was amazing because it had a lot of elements of when Spawn kicked off, and a lot of the love of his wife Wanda and stuff. It was really, really good, and his daughter is. It was really well done. It was hell in hell. We have IVX number 2 through 4. This is Inhumans versus X-Men. I really like this event. X-Men invade Adalyn and teleport a major Inhuman threads to Limbo. And Inferno and Ivo escape, but find themselves against Old Man Logan. They escape Limbo, the Limbo cage, and go after the X-Men. Mosaic goes into Magneto's body on Muir Island and then escapes. We have Peter Parker, Spectacular Spider-Man, number 81 through 82. This is the Cloak and Dagger stuff. Cloak and Dagger go after Kingpin. Punisher breaks out of prison and follows pursuit. Spider-Man caught in the middle. Punisher kind of nuts and goes after after small crimes. He's killing people. And Cloak and Dagger, around, and they want to be vigilantes, kind of like in the vein of Punisher. And it jumps into Cloak and Dagger Mini, number 1 and 2. Start living in a church in a bad part of town. They try to rescue runaway kids. Coming to New York, and stray bullet kills a brother. Of a There's a brother and a sister, and the stray bullet kills the brother. Detective is so mad at vigilantes. Second Cloak kills a prescription switching psych Pharmacist. That was interesting because the pharmacist was killing people with drugs. He was giving them poison. A detective helps them find a killer but regrets it, and Cloak sucks him into the darkness. That was the last 4 out of 5. So what I was reading is I have these issues, but I was reading. Well, I might not have 82 of Peter Parker. I can't remember. I think I have 81 and 82, but I have to verify. I know I have one of them. But I was reading it in an Epic collection. It's not really an Epic, but it is. It's a Cloak and Dagger. They released it some soft covers in an Epic format, but they didn't call it Epic for some reason. You got 4001 AD. War Mother is a 5 out of 5, a new character that has to salvage tech to keep her sanctuary alive. Saves a boy from Japan who is a jerk. So, and I have some Dash Oblivion. I don't know why I put that there. 4001 AD. Shadow Man. Uneasy alliance between humanity and the dead side, where they have a lottery to sacrifice people every so often. The plan to overthrow dead side. And when a politician is really lying on what happens over there, sacrifices betray humanity for justice. It's like Hunger Games slash Dragon Slayer if you're comparing it to movies. Yeah, 4001 AD, Exo Man of War, number one, the Exo 4001 armor story. All the nations go up to defeat Japan, and only America is left behind. All other nations are destroyed by Father. It's like Pacific Rim. Wrath of Eternal Warrior, number 11 through 14. This series really turned around for me. The first arc was not for me. It was kind of like a 3 out of 5, and then it just boosted itself after it passed those first 4 issues, I believe. Galad has Exo kill him so he can return to his own personal hell and to rescue his son. He defeats a pale herder per his agreement with Humongous. Or Humongous. I don't know how to pronounce that. But that's it. We had a 4 5 out of 5s, and all of them were Valiant. So how about that? Actually, it wasn't 4, it was more than that. It was 7 7 5 out of 5s, because I read Wrath of Eternal Warrior 11 through 14. So that is all for this episode. I want to thank you for listening. You can reach me at Mike Myers Brunch. You can send me email, snail mail, at mike@comicbooknoise.com, and I will read it on the show. You could send me questions on the Twitter at any time, and I'll collect them. I've already have 3 collected for next episode. And this is located on the Geek Brunch feed, geekbrunchpodcast.com. You can find me on Twitter at Geek Brunch Podcast with spaces in between, and click the like button and follow the page threads there. And what else do I want to point out? I recently launched a DC podcast, Mike M's DC Spotlight. And if you like this show, I think you'll really like that show. I have 2 episodes in the can, so you can find that at dcpodcast.com. I want to thank you all for listening, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.